The Lord give me this today, and so I'm going to do my best to bring it to you and to be a blessing to you. In the book of Romans chapter 10, in verse 9, if you've turned to the book of Romans chapter 10, in verse 9 and 10, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And you know, these scriptures that I've just read have been used down through the ages of time by ministers, Bible teachers, Bible scholars, and they all talking about salvation, telling about being saved, how confession, if you confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, how many knows you must believe that God is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Everybody that comes to God has to believe that He is. Not that He was or not that He will be, but that He is right now. How many knows God is a God of the now? He's a God that wants to work in your life right now. But He said, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. How many knows we get saved when God looks into the depths of our heart and He sees that we are sorry for our sins? I was talking to Sean about this, how godly sorrow worketh repentance, and left an impact on him because he began to study on that. But without something coming out of your heart, there can be no repentance, godly sorrow. How many knows you have to be sorrowful for your sins? You've got to forsake your sin. But what I want to preach on tonight, it's a little different. I want to preach on opening the door to God's blessings. And you know, this is the beginning of it. When you get saved and you confess the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you believe in Almighty God, and you confess that you are a child of God, that's not the end of the story. That's just the beginning of it. Praise God. That opens a door to you. That opens a doorway to the blessings of God that goes beyond anything that mankind has been able to comprehend. I've been blessed. How many's been blessed by God? Man, I've been blessed by God, but I still know that there's a lot more than I can have. I still know that God's got a lot more that I haven't been blessed with. How many knows He's got plenty for every one of us if we'll reach out to it? And the door is right here. Jesus is the door to these blessings. Amen. And through the Lord Jesus Christ, the way has been made for us to enter into the realm of all things are possible with God. Amen. To where we know that all things will be possible to us. It opens a door of blessings of where we can call upon Him any time of the night or day. Anytime when people forsake you, you can still call upon Him, can't you? Oh, you know the number. You don't have to dial it on the telephone. You don't have to pull out a cell phone or use it. You know the number to call. You just call heaven. You just call upon the kingdom of heaven, and He's always right there ready to listen to you. He doesn't go on vacation, and He doesn't sleep. How many knows God never sleeps? He is always mindful of everything that's going on. Do you know in your life you've never experienced a pain in your body that God was not aware of what you were going through? Every time tears come out of of your eyes. God was aware of every tear that came out of your eye. And you know, this is done through opening a door to God and presenting ourselves to Him as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And man, it opens a door to all things are possible only if you believe. And the opposite of that is unbelief. We're living in a land today where doubt and unbelief is robbing people of the blessings of God. You know, it's so easy to doubt. It's so easy to doubt that God wants to do something for you. We believe that God can do all things, don't we? If you believe that, raise your hand. All things are possible with God. But sometimes we doubt that He'll do it for you or I because we don't feel worthy enough. We don't feel close enough. We don't feel like God's attention is pointed in our way. I'm here tonight as a doorkeeper. I'm here tonight, amen, to help you open the doors to the blessings of God, to where you don't have to do without anything. You don't have to go without. You can have whatever you want from God right now, today, and we don't have to wait on it if we believe the Word of God. We've got to believe. Amen. One man came to Jesus one time and he said, "I believe," but he said, "Help my unbelief. Help my unbelief." It seemed like we are constantly in a turmoil of believing God and then having doubts come in. And the enemy would love you to doubt that you're going to get anything at all tonight. How many need something tonight? You really need something in your life. I'm here to tell you it belongs to you. You're Father's already given it to you. He's already left a legacy of promises in God's Word. All you have to do is reach out and believe it in your heart the same way you got saved. Amen. The same way you got saved, you can get all the blessings of God. All you have to do is ask Him for it. And how many knows if you asked Him, God is going to listen to what you have to say. Praise God. I've asked God for a lot of different things in my life. I've asked Him for healing. How many's ever asked God to heal your body? Praise God. I've asked Him and God has never let me down. I've been healed of just about things that would put me down and cause me to die. At one time I had all the symptoms of cancer in my body, but now I've got no symptoms at all except symptoms of good health. I mean, knows if you're going to have symptoms, that's what you want. Have the symptoms of a healthy body. God moved on me when it looked like I couldn't go on no farther. I was being weakened by it, but God moved on me. Praise God. My heart was so bad I couldn't preach the Word of God, but God moved on my heart and gave me a strong heart. I had an enlarged heart. The doctor said, "Your heart is enlarged, and we've got to get you under control, or you're just not going to make it." Let me tell you something. My body was out of control, but God brought it under His control. And I found that the promises of God, I went through that door, and God sent His healing into my body. Sister Helen was talking about this week how God healed her. Oh, it's so good to see her get healed. She was suffering a lot of pain. Man, she was in agony. She had a lot of pain in her shoulder, but God healed her body this week. Now, if He done it for her, how many believes He'll do it for you? God is no respecter of person, is He? Praise God, but we've got to believe. In the Word of God, a nobleman came to Christ one time. His son was almost dead. Son was almost dead. And you know what the Lord done? He believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. He believed that his help was in the Lord. Now, this was a nobleman. He probably could have called for the physicians of that time, and they could have probably came and done their little medical things that they did during that time. Maybe let out a little blood or put some leeches on his body or something like that. But Jesus healed his son, and his son did not die because he believed in Him. The leper lepers, you know, they suffered terrible, terrible disease. They were separated from their family, separated from the people, and they were cast off as outcasts of society. And I imagine that was part of the greatest suffering that they went through, knowing that they couldn't be with their families, they couldn't be with their wife or their children or their husband, but they were outcasts. But you know what? They found that Jesus had deliverance for them. They went to Jesus and they believed Him. And He cleansed them afar from their leprosy. They believed in His cleansing power. I mean, He can open a door for you tonight that the devil can't shut. I mean, He can heal your body that the devil had to back off of you and let that healing take place. The blind man believed for their sight. Boy, they were pitiful. Amen. They were usually all beggars. It's the only way they could make a living. They had to sit by the roadside and beg. One of them heard about Jesus going by. And he said, "Jesus, thou son of David," he said, "have mercy upon me." There was nobody else he could go to. There was no physician that was going to take care of him. There was nobody going to help him. They didn't have no eye surgeons back in those days. They didn't have this different type of surgery we have now. He cried out to the only source that he knew of, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me." They tried to shut him up, Sean, just like the devil tries to quieten us down sometimes. How many knows when the devil tries to quieten you down, you ought to get louder? "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me." You know what the Lord said? "Let him come. Let him come. Come, come." He said, "What would you have me do unto you, Lord, that I might receive my sight?" He believed for his sight. And he saw. He saw. Now think about that. The lepers believed for their cleansing. And they were cleansed. We believe for salvation and we were saved. You see how it works all together the same way? Amen. There is no deviation from it. The way you got saved is the way you get healed. It's by believing the Word of God. I thought about the little lady with the issue of blood. She tried all the doctors and spent everything she had. I like to know how much money you spend just on medicine today that treat the symptoms of an illness. If you ever took inventory of it, some of you might spend a great deal. I know people that spend so much on medicine, they don't hardly have enough money to buy their food with, and that's all they've got to help them with. But how many knows how great it would be for not to have to take it anymore? I talked to one man years ago. He said, "Brother Helton, I've been taking this medicine and I can't hardly stand it. When I take it, I get so dizzy. I can't hardly get across the street or nothing." I said, "Well, you ought to quit taking it. If it does you like that, you ought to quit taking it." You know, he threw it away and God healed his body, delivered him. Amen. Let me tell you something. If you need it, you take it by all means. Amen. But I'm telling you, if God heals you, you won't need it no more. You won't need it no more. The pain is going to go. Amen. The symptoms are going to go with it. And you can have your healing tonight right here, the same as the way you got saved. All we have to do is believe God. That little woman said, "If I could only touch the hem of His garment, if I could only reach out, touch the garment." Sometimes we got to struggle to get to where God wants us to be, don't we? She had to struggle. The crowd was thronging Him. I mean, everywhere He went, He had this crowd of people just walking with Him. They was all around Him. There was no way for a weak little woman to get there. And no doubt her body was weak as it could be. She'd probably got down to where she couldn't hardly make it anymore. "Oh, if I could only touch the hem of His garment." She must have got down and crawled through the crowd. The only way I can tell it, she must have literally crawled through the legs of all those that was around Him and finally made contact with the one she was searching for. How many's ever made contact with Him? Touched the hem of His garment and felt within herself the power of her blood was dried up, and Jesus looked around and said, "Who touched me?" How many know we can still touch Him? Who touched me? What do you mean, Lord, who touched you? You're in a throng of people. You're in a crowd of people. And you're saying, "Who touched me?" He says, "Somebody has touched me." Glory to God. Amen. He calls the lame to get up and walk. Praise God. People that were paralyzed found out that He could deliver them. And they believed Him for it. And they were able to walk. He saw them laying at the marketplace waiting for the troubling of the water. Amen. But one man never could make it to the pool. How many's ever felt like you always come up short? Has anybody ever felt like that? You come up short? He said, "Well, while I'm coming, while I'm still coming, somebody always steps down before me." You know, you experienced that, haven't you? Somebody always gets it before you do. But listen, times have changed. This was then. Amen. Now it's different. Jesus is not at that pool of Bethesda anymore. He's not out that crowd of people. I mean, knows He's on the right hand of the Father right now. And we don't have to wait for the troubling of the water anymore. The water is troubled soon as you believe God. Soon as you accept God. Soon as you believe Him. There is not a sickness. There is not a problem in this building tonight at simply believing it will take care of it. You don't have a problem that's too big for God. I don't care if the doctors say there is no cure for it. They don't know what they're talking about. I have found the cure, and it's the same one that you got when you got saved. When He cured you of your sins, cured you of the darkness in your life, and you felt that weight of sin leave you, and you confess, "I'm saved." How many saved tonight? Raise your hands up in the air. "I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. I've been delivered by the hand of the Lord. With a strong arm, He's brought me out of the darkness. With a strong arm, He has helped me down through the year." Amen. "And with His hand and by His word, He has healed my body many a time." And He'll do the same for you. Thank God for Sister Helton's healing. That was just lately. Been many times, Sister Helton. Many times. How many's been healed? Raise your hands up. Whew. Glory to God. Look at the hands all over the building. Some of you had heart problems. God healed them. Amen. Anybody ever had heart problems? Raise your hand. Look at the heart problems. He's a heart specialist. I believe Him for that. I believe Him to be a heart specialist. The best there is. The only one that never fails. That means ever had, seemed like you had cancer and you don't have it now. Raise your hand. Anybody? Well, here's somebody here. And I had all the signs of it. I wasn't diagnosed because I wouldn't go to the doctor. But I had all the signs of the cancer. But I don't have it now. Praise God. How many had the sickness of sin in your life? Raise your hands all over the building. You don't have it now, do you? God delivered you. He delivered you from your sin. And the same deliverance can come and deliver you from your sickness and diseases. Just believing. Just believing. There's not a one of you here tonight. If you'll believe God, you can leave out of here healed. People say, "Well, you got to wait on the Lord." Why? I'm not a waiter. I never was good at waiting on nothing like that. When I want it, I want it. Amen. And I found out in the Bible I don't have to wait. The only thing I ever had to wait for is to get my faith built up to where I could believe. But once I believe, I had exactly what I needed. God has always gave it to me. Glory to God. Why? Because it's in the Word. And the Word is always right. Praise God. You say, "Brother Helton, I haven't got my healing yet." Believe God, and you watch what happens in your life.
Amen.
Believe God. Remember, it has to come out of your heart. The same way salvation comes out of your heart, it has to get down deep inside of you first. Amen. You just can't say, I believe. God looks at the thoughts and intents of the heart. And if you truly believe God, it's going to be yours. And there is nothing on earth will stop it from coming your way. Because the Bible has already said it's yours. By His stripes, we were healed. By His stripes, we are healed. How many knows He's already got the stripes for every single one of us? Now, I know we like to soft pedal around it sometime and say, well, you're going to have to build your faith up praying in the Holy Ghost. That's good. That's always good to build your faith up praying in the Holy Ghost. But if you're still saved, you've already got enough faith to get everything here out of the Bible. Amen. If you already got it, if you believe that the Lord has saved your soul, everything that's written in God's Word was written that we might believe that He is the Son of God. Amen. And by believing, we have life through His name. How many's got life tonight? That does not include death and sickness and disease. Life is joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And we have it tonight. Praise God. How many needs the baptism of the Holy Ghost in your life? Praise God. He said it's for you. All you have to do is believe God. Everything that God has is for you if we had just believed God. Praise the Lord. When they came to Jesus, they believed what He had for them. He even gave them a draught of fishes one time. Praise God. Told them to launch out into the deep and let down their nets for a draught. They believed Him. They sent the ship out a little ways and let down their nets. And there were so many fish that enclosed those nets that the nets about broke. Isn't that something? How many know God will bless you bountifully? No matter what your need is, you may have financial problems tonight. Amen. Well, of course, that would fit just about everybody. I think that would just about go right down the middle of the pike, as I heard somebody say. Everybody has a problem like that. But how many knows your father owns the cattle of 1,000 hills? How many believes that? It's in the Bible. He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. How many knows He owns the hills? Amen. He owns the ground the hills are standing on. He owns the ocean and the water. Everything was made by Him, for Him. And how many knows we are heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So I am a cattle rancher, and I don't even care much for cows. They belong partly to me. You didn't know you was a cattle rancher, did you? Cattle of 1,000 hills. Lord, that's a lot of cows. But we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Praise God. We own the grass. We own the trees. We own the air we breathe. Because it all belongs to God. And you know what is so special? You belong to God. You belong to Him. You're His chosen people. He paid a price for you. We'll be celebrating that price come Sunday morning here at 11 o'clock, Easter Sunday morning. The price that was paid for us to have all these promises that we've got was Jesus, the Son of God. He died for me, and He died for you. Let's stand all over the building tonight. Would you stand with me? Whatever your need is tonight, I'm sure God is going to bless you right here. No matter what you have need of, if you believe, if it comes from your heart, you believe tonight, and God looks into your heart and He sees that compassion you have, that belief you've got. You know, God will restore whatever you have need of. He'll bring it to you tonight. My God, my God, my God. He can do anything, anything. my God, He can do anything.